Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. You know, I got to tell you, it's we Yinzers, we folks from Pittsburgh, we travel all around the world, but we still carry our terrible towel. And my favorite Yinzer from Tennessee, Alyssa Hansen, who is the communications director for the Tennessee AFL-CIO, is with us right now. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Charles. Glad to be back.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Apparently, the legislators in Tennessee are just about to give it up and, you know, quit messing with people and take their break. How's that going?
Well, we're just glad that we made it out fairly unscathed this year. You know, they haven't officially adjourned yet, but looks like that's going to be either later this afternoon or potentially tomorrow morning. But either way, they're getting out of here by tomorrow.
Well, there you go.
So it's been a lot of long, long nights up here. But again, we're glad we made it and we're able to, at least for this year, stop some what could have been, you know, terrible, terrible pieces of legislation for not just our organization, but all working families in Tennessee.
Right, exactly. Now, let me ask you a question. You're up on Capitol Hill, and the rhetoric and the silliness that some politicians will say in public is not, you know, number one, actually what they believe, or number two, you know, what they really want to try and do. Did we as working families pick up any new friends this year in Tennessee, or what's going on?
I don't know if we've picked up any, but we know that if push comes to shove, we may have some allies. Mm-hmm. There is one bad bill that's still floating around out there. It actually has to be voted on the Senate floor this afternoon. But a few Republicans have come up to our two lobbyists and said, you know, it deals with protesting, and the sponsor added an amendment to try and water it down even more. But some Republicans, like I said, have come up to us and said, you know, we don't like this bill. This could impact, you know, right to life groups, you know, anything, you know, on the right side of the political spectrum.
Yeah, everybody's got a right to.
I'm sorry. And they said, we don't like what he's doing. You know, we're voting against it. So, you know, it's an unlikely ally in that respect, but that's the kind of stuff we like to hear.
Yeah, you know, we all have the right to redress our grievances with the government. You know, and just like any other right, it comes with specific responsibilities that, you know, we can't run into a movie theater and yell fire, right? We get that. We understand it. You know, we can have peaceful protests. We can have civil disobedience, these kinds of things. But people getting hurt, that's not acceptable. And I think everybody knows that and understands that. And it's what we all collectively, left, right, down the middle, have decided we want for our country. There are going to be some that say, hey, if you don't think the way I do or think the way I want you to, you shouldn't vote. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. You shouldn't be allowed to protest. You shouldn't be allowed to do anything. That's not what this country is about. And quite honestly, when somebody comes up with that kind of stuff, it is shameful and they should be embarrassed.
I agree with you. It's absolutely shameful. And at the same time, you know, we keep telling people it's scary. You know, the politicians are coming up with these same ideas, you know, year after year. And, you know, with this piece of legislation that I just mentioned, someone asked the Senate sponsor on the floor yesterday, you know, just point blank, they said, what problem are you actually trying to address with this? And he, if you go back and watch the video, which we did, he couldn't even give a straight answer. It's almost like they're bringing legislation just to do it. I mean, there's no problem they're trying to fix. They're just bringing it to do whatever they're going to do.
Right. Well, you know, their benefactors, those people that write those big checks for their campaign contributions, are going to play organizations like ALEC and saying, you know, come up with all of these legislative bills, and we'll just keep throwing them up against the wall until one of them sticks. You know, this is as egregious as those people that are out there saying, if you're a union member, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Really? I'm sorry.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, this kind of thing, it's petty. It's arbitrary. They put these things out there at the same time that they're putting out other things that are insidious. But everybody gets drawn to, oh, well, if you're a union person, you can't vote. Okay. Well, you know, it's like saying if you have blue eyes, you can't vote. Really? You know, so good work on keeping on top of that stuff down there. And I'm glad that, you know, you've got reasonable, rational people in the legislature down there that understand what it's like to, or what it means to be an American.
Well, I wouldn't give them too much credit because we only, I mean, apart from the Democrats, and sometimes, you know, unfortunately that can be a stretch, but, you know, we do have some friends on either side of the aisle, not too many, especially on the right side. But, you know, we are appreciative of the relationships that we do have and just work to strengthen them because, you know, right now we are in the minority, but, hey, that can turn around at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So you got to stay on top of it. Alyssa, we got about a minute left. Anything else we should be talking about?
Not that I can think of right now. I'll just leave you with the usual where you can find us. You can search us on Facebook, Tennessee AFL-CIO Labor Council. Find us on Twitter at TNASLCIO. And you can always go to our website, and that address is www.tnaflcio.org.
There you go. We appreciate what you guys are doing. We look forward to talking to you here soon after things have kind of settled down just a little bit. Take a deep breath.
Absolutely. Sounds great, Charles.
We'll talk to you soon. Alyssa Hansen of the Tennessee AFL-CIO. Folks, you got to stay on top of it. You got to be proactive. And I don't care if they're left of the aisle, right of the aisle. If they're a politician, you got to hold their feet to the fire. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.